Derry City moved closer to the top of the Premier Division after their 1-0 win at the Brandywell on Friday night over champions Shamrock Rovers. The win leaves City just a point behind Rovers, who are ahead on 42. Derry began the game with all eyes reportedly on winger James McLean. Reading manager Brian McDermott was in the Glentoran stand to have a look at the player. McDermott left the game after 70 minutes, and whilst McLean had an ordinary night, the star of the show was the Derry keeper Gerard Doherty. He made three stunning saves to keep Rovers at bay and earn his team the win. The hard-working Eamon Zayed caused many problems for Rovers, and he linked well with McLean in the third minute to allow him a good shot at goal from the edge of the area. McLean repaid the debt in the 16th minute when he curled in a fine cross from the left, which Zayed headed just wide from the edge of the box. Former Derry defender Ken O'Mahon made the first of two major errors in the 23rd minute. He tried to head the ball back to his keeper, but left the ball hanging for a free header for Stephen McLaughlin, who headed his effort over both the keeper and the crossbar, a very good chance not taken by the home side. On 38 minutes, O'Mahon then allowed Zayed a free one-on-one with the keeper inside the box, but rather than lift the ball over the goalkeeper, Zayed tried to nutmeg him from 6 yards, but Manus was quick enough to block the shot. In the closing stages of the first half, Ken O'Mahon and Enda Stevens both headed Derry efforts off the line within a few seconds of each other. The goal arrived on 53 minutes. Daniel Lafferty had a free kick from 25 yards, which skipped past the wall and beyond the grasp of the Rovers keeper Alan Manus, who seemed to push the ball into the net. Rovers applied more pressure in the second half, and Gary Twigg went close with a header and a shot at goal. The shot at goal came on 75 minutes. Twigg hit a great shot on the turn, which the Derry keeper Gerard Doherty seemed to scoop from behind him. The ball appeared to cross the line, but the referee and his assistant closest to the goal, Terence Moyne, both dismissed the Rovers' claim. Alan Manus denied McLean a goal with a superb one-handed save from a strong left-foot shot from the edge of the box on 80 minutes. 6 minutes from time, former Derry player Billy Dennehy had a great free kick, which Doherty pushed onto the corner of the bar and post. A save which was important as a winning goal. A fine display from the home side and an enjoyable match where both teams tried to play good football. Final score at the Brandywell on Friday night, Derry City 1, Shamrock Rovers 0.